Is there one true religion?
I think every religion is a path to, it's like every river is a path to the ocean. If you follow a river long enough, it will take you to the ocean.
Welcome to You Are the Guest, a weekly show where you can be the guest and tell people what you and your friends and neighbors think about news events and issues of the day. It's part talk show, part opinion poll, part reality show, and a whole lot of fun. And it's completely dependent upon your participation as a guest. To be considered as a guest for a future show, check out the website at www.youaretheguest.com for details. Now here is your program host, Bill Grady.
Greetings from the great city of Fort Dodge, Iowa, and welcome to show number 33 of You Are the Guest, the show where we talk to everyday people just like you and me about their lives and about the issues of the day. Our guest today is from North Carolina. Sue, welcome to You Are the Guest.
Thank you.
Would you tell our listeners about yourself?
Well, I'm basically a solitary monk. I've studied most of the world's religions and synthesized them into a spiritual practice. And what I do is spiritual counseling for individuals and trying to teach the world a little bit about the understanding that I have. It pretty much occupies every day of my life for the last 16 years or so.
How did you get involved with it?
It's been an evolution over the years. I was brought up in Judaism, and I went to yeshiva for 10 years. That's the Orthodox level of Judaism. And after, when I went to college, I started studying Eastern philosophies, Buddhism, Hinduism, and I integrated those first for several years. Plus, I did a lot of international travel. Later on, I incorporated understanding of Christianity, Native American traditions, and shamanism, and continue to